This is Fall Into Wellness, a limited series podcast sponsored and produced by Night Fairy Wellness. Host Sharon Elise speaks with influential speakers and partners of the Fall Into Wellness Retreat, offering insight and wisdom into the journey of each guest. Each episode will leave you feeling inspired and ready to join us on the journey to whole body wellness.
Welcome to another episode of the limited series podcast, Fall Into Wellness. Today's guest is Tyrone Webb Jr. Tyrone is a branding and marketing expert, founder of TWJ Branding and Marketing, where he helps people to brand themselves and their businesses. Tyrone teaches people how to be confident on social media and why it's important to stand out. Tyrone, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. I appreciate you so much. I'm so excited about this interview. I know it's going to be really good. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm super excited as well. Happy Monday. Mondays are the best. I know that a lot of people out there feel like Mondays are not the best, but Mondays are just a great way to really start off your work week and to really get things moving in motion.
Yes, absolutely. I feel the same way after, like, you know, Sundays are always that relaxed day. You don't do nothing. You just chill, have church with yourself, whether you physically go into the building or, you know, sit in stillness. And then Monday has that good renewal energy, like it's a new start. So I love Mondays too. So before we go into the interview, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Yeah, so I've been working in corporate America in marketing and communications for about 7 years now, or actually it will be 7 years. August 6, 2019, I've been with the company that I work with. And the company really aligned my roles with my personality regarding marketing, branding, social media, communications. That was my undergrad, and that also my grad in business. And I was able to really narrow the two of my degrees, my personality, and what I do at work all together. And late last year, I had the thought of just, well, I can also be doing these really cool things on the side and having individuals who own their own companies help them understand the importance of branding, social media, and why it's really important. And I formalized the idea, filed for all of my LLC, all of the correct tax paperwork, and got started this year with my business, TWJ Branding and Marketing, and it's been booming ever since. And that's how my business got started, and that's where we are today.
Oh, that is so awesome. And just to tell the audience a little bit about Tyrone and how he and I are connected, we've been friends, I don't even know how many years that's it. We like to say we met in high school, but really it was college freshman year. What year was that?
Yes.
That was probably 2000. That was 2004.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like a very long time ago. Oh my God. So yeah, Tyrone and I have been friends since 2004, and he's just been amazing. A friend, a great supporter, a great mentor, I just love him so much. I like to call Tyrone the black car. He's the Amex black car everybody needs in their wallet. This is the person that everybody needs to know.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. So tell me a little bit about how you got started in your spiritual journey and what led, tell the audience a little bit about that. I mean, I know it a little bit, but it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to bring it all the way back. Remember when you used to hold the prayer line and we would study the scripts? Yeah, well, gosh, I was living here at the time, so it would be in 2012, 2013. And, that really got me back into going to church. And the reason why I really connected with your spiritual line is because I was going to a church here, and the pastor at the time, I don't know if he's still the pastor, I can't remember the name of the church, was not friendly towards the LGBT community. And being a gay black man, I was not able to sit in such an environment that was inclusive to who I was. Mm. And it really took me back to a journey to the Bible and figuring things out and really researching. And I stumbled upon this church called, what was the name of that church? I can't think of it, but it's around the law of attraction. And I happened to go one Sunday and I heard this elderly woman speak. She had to be at the time in her 70s to speak around the law of attraction, spiritual scripting, how we are our own gods, how we control our own destiny, how we are in control of everything. You know, we manifest vibrations in it. That really stuck out to me, and I decided to go to her class one day on a Tuesday, and she talked about scripting, and I was like, oh, this is bogus, yada, yada, yada. And I think that was around 2014, and then I got into a car accident, and I said, let me just try the scripting thing, and I scripted out the type of car I wanted. And, I mean, within a week, right, let's say I had an accident on a Thursday, by the next Tuesday, I was taking my brand new car home, exactly what I scripted, exactly what I wanted. And oh. That is what really started me into believing. And I mean, it just really unfolded from there. The house I live in, the friends I have, the job I have, how I operate with others. I'm still human, right? I'm not perfect, but my life has changed so much by really understanding that I am operating with God to create the life that I want to live. And it's five pillars that I really focus on a daily basis, and that's family, relationships, career, finance, health and wellness, and spirituality. And then the sixth and seventh would be to script for fun. And then the seventh is to always give gratitude. So the first thing I do when I wake up is give thanks. Some days I dedicate an entire page of my prayer to just giving thanks. And I mean, I thank God for the little things. Hearing the birds chirp, the air that's working in my house, going to the bathroom on my own, burning a candle, being able to walk, to run, being able to turn the fan on, to have electricity. I give thanks for the smallest things to the biggest things.
Oh, I love that. And so I know what scripting is, but for anyone who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about your scripting practice and what is scripting?
Scripting is writing out what you want as if you already have it. So let's just say you want to run your own business one day. You will write out the type of business you want, how many employees you want, the amount of revenue and profit you want to make in a year, where you want your business to be. You want it to be international, global, domestic, statewide, citywide. You want to write out your process for the taxes. That is an easy process. You want to write down that filing your LLC goes easily and effortlessly. And then you start to prepare yourself, start reading business books, get in alignment, visualize, really write out and get into that feeling of I'm a business owner. Then start using that language. When someone asks, what do you do, who you are, I'm an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter that you don't already have an LLC file. It doesn't matter. And it might be crazy to other people, but you have to believe it. And the more you tell yourself, the more you believe in yourself, the faster you're going to manifest and raise your vibration to be on the same level as your business. So scripting is really just writing out the things that you want, the way you want them, and descriptive detail. You have to give detail to the universe, because you can say, for example, I want a business that makes $1 million a year, that's going to make me a billionaire, X, Y, and Z. And the universe will give that to you. But then the universe can also give you bad employees. It can make sure that you get your million, that you get your $1 million 50 years from now versus in 2 years. So if you want to make $1 million in 1 year, write that in your scripting book. Write down you have the right and perfect employees. Let's say you want to have a venture capitalist give you money. Write that in there. However you want to grow your business and build your business, write that out in descriptive detail and watch it manifest and come to you easily and effortlessly.
No, absolutely. And I remember when you taught me, I think it was somewhere between that 2012-2014 year that you were teaching me about scripting, because that's interesting. And again, I love our journeys and how we've connected. We were just talking about that earlier this morning. But I think that we were going through the same thing at the same time in that 2012-2014 time frame, because I remember going to church also, and I think I experienced something along the lines of like one of the elders of the church, deaconess, is telling a congregation member that she needed to pray for her family because they were evolutionists and that they would be damned to hell because they didn't believe in Jesus. And it really like forward with me. Yeah, it was really like, and you know, I pulled the lady to the side and was like, listen, I don't know what God she serves, but the God I serve does not believe that, you know, he speaks life over your family. Like, you know, I really like changed her narrative, because I'm like, I don't want this woman to leave this space feeling like that is, you know, some truth, and that's not, you know. So I say that to say that you and I kind of went through the same, you know, evolution of our spirituality around the same time, and I remember you teaching me about scripting and, like, using that language. I have a whole journal of, like, what was the language that we were using then? It was something along the lines of, I declare that divine right action is working behind the scenes on my behalf, too, and I just would, like, go from there, like, you know, and it's very powerful stuff, and, you know, it works. It for sure it works. It works, and I think it's more about just putting it to paper, taking it from your mind and having it manifest really in this reality so that you can see it and believe it and not just leave it in your mind. A lot of times people leave, you know, their hopes and their dreams in their minds and don't really have an opportunity to see it on paper, to see that it can be a physical thing so they can believe in it. We like to see it. So, you know, you want to see it, write it down, and that'll definitely help you to envision it and visualize it more.
And I still use that language. Divine right action is taking place now. Divine right action is bringing it to me now. Divine right action is working behind the scenes now to give me X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. So what has been your greatest lesson or biggest obstacle to overcome?
I would say it's accepting people for what it is and for who they are. That's something that I still struggle with, right? My mom was just here visiting for a week. And even in some of the things that she does, it's like, no, mom, like, do it like this. And she's like, well, you know, I'm not perfect. And it's like, I have to remember that my mom is my mom. And she has her own journey, just like we all have our own journeys. And not trying to make everyone these perfect little humans, because there are no perfect little humans. And I have a tendency of I'm a perfectionist, and I see, you know, I like to look at it as I see the growth and the potential of where people can go and what people can do. But if people don't want to change, I have to be okay with that. And that's something that I'm learning every day, even in my romantic relationship, the relationship with my friends, the relationship with my family, and even the relationship with myself.
No, I'm so glad that you know, brought that up. It is such a huge thing, you know, to get through and to overcome, to, you know, I think it's Maya Angelou who says, you know, when someone shows you who they are, believe them, you know, the first time, and then it's like, and then act accordingly. And I think that a lot of times because we deal in our relationships with looking through the eyes of potential and wanting to see the potential and the best of people, sometimes we do one or two things. We, you know, stay in an unhealthy situation and an uncycle of situations, dealing with people who we don't need to be with, or, you know, we start to judge instead of, like, accepting them. And I love what you're speaking to about just accepting and being able to say, this is who this person is, and then, you know, make adjustments. I think, you know, I just posted that on the Night Fairy page, I think, on Friday. Like, you are the CEO of your life. You can hire, fire, and promote accordingly. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't have to be in your life if you don't want them to be. And we are the navigators of our lives. You know, we are sort of crafting this thing together in conjunction with God. And I think so many people really don't have a say over their lives, right, that they don't have any control over it. So thanks for sharing that, because it's so vulnerable and so true.
I absolutely agree. You are the CEO of your life. And It's very easy to judge when you are elevating and you still see people at a different level. And it's learning how to not judge while growing, because as you continue to grow yourself, you get so full of this light, and you get full of more and more light, positive energy and love, and you just want to share it and bring everyone else up to the level that you're on. But simply either they're not meant to be there in this point of time or ever. And it's just learning how to coexist.
And learning that, like, the level doesn't mean that person is, like, below you or above you.
Right.
Like a different
That's
level.
True.
Right?
Yep.
There's no judgment in that. Like, we just all are at different spaces because we all are sort of struggling with different things in our lives, and it creates that distance because, you know, maybe, you know, I'm married with kids, you know, I don't have the same struggle or the same, you know, suffering. I'm not going through the same growth, so to speak, as a friend who, say, is single with no kids, you know? So it's no judgment in that. I just wanted to say that, because sometimes when you say level, people are like, oh, you know, they think it's like, no, it's just we all are growing differently.
Absolutely. And I look at it as, in my mind, I compare it to no sin is higher than the other.
Say that one more time.
I always look at it, I look at it as no sin is higher than the other. You know,
ooh,
everything
yes.
is an equal playing field.
Yes, 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 yes. So why do you believe health and wellness is important?
What we put in our bodies really, what we put in our bodies is the energy that our bodies feed off of. So if we're going to be putting in Jolly Ranchers, which I'm a big, huge component of eating, if we're going to be eating Jolly Ranchers nonstop or Twizzlers or McDonald's and Burger King, just think about your body. Your body is feeding off of low energy resources and all that sugar, all of that grease, all of that stuff that's just not growing or a positive, uplifting energy source for your body. So just recognizing that within itself is really important. And then understanding why it's important just to drink water, right? Water is purity. Vegetables come from the earth. I'm trying to think what else is there. It's nuts comes from the earth. Seeds come from the earth. We just want to make sure that we're eating the right things to help us think clearly, because when we eat the junk food, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with eating McDonald's, right? There's nothing wrong with eating Jolly Ranchers because I clearly eat them. But everything in moderation, and you can't have them all the time. Or if you're having a bad day, I'm a big person who loves ice cream. Ice cream always makes people happy. But it's knowing what you're putting in your body to help your body feed off of positive energy that would just turn into you being more uplifting, more full of love, more full of life. Because when you eat the junk, you feel great at first, but then you slowly sink, go down, you're tired, you start to break out in bumps or highs. You're not sleeping, your health isn't good, your teeth is decaying from all the candy. So you want to also put things in your body that's going to make you feel great. And that's going to be your fruits, your vegetables, the seeds, the nuts, the water. And again, it's okay to drink, you know, alcohol or beer. It's just all in moderation. Don't obsess over it.
And I love that you said, I love that you're speaking to the physical aspects of health and wellness. And I also love that you didn't even mention is that you actually, in addition to eating and being conscious of what you're putting in your body in terms of food, you also take care of your body in terms of, like, you running and going biking and just having, you know, hiking. You have these physical exercises and movement activities that you engage in as well that keeps your body in shape. So I wanted to definitely, you know, share that with the audience, because that's something else that you do too to stay fit.
Yes, no, you're right. And I rode the bike this morning for 20 minutes, and it's just 20 minutes every day. 20 minutes is all you have to do. I mean, I'm not a big person reading all the articles. All you got to do, those got to do that, you got to do that. I love cardio. Cardio works for me. Do what works for you. If you want to walk, walk. If you want to ride the bike, ride the bike. I'm not a big person who believes in lifting weights. That's just not my thing. But that's somebody else's thing, and that's their version of working out, and so be it.
Right. And just being okay with what your thing is, right?
Being okay. That's right.
Right.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
Like, that's what I do for physical exercise, and yoga is not everybody's thing, but you find whatever
yep.
your thing is and stick to it and really create a positive habit, a positive routine for yourself.
Absolutely.
So what is one resource, book, or tool that you've used to help in your journey?
One book, I would say The Seat of the Soul is coming to me.
Ooh.
Maybe the power of that, or the power of not of now. And maybe
those
it's gonna
are
be
very
a little
great.
Bit, yeah, and maybe it's the power of now a little bit more, because it really teaches you how to focus on your now. And it's so easy. I mean, I woke up this morning, I just thought about my full week, and I said, nope, focus on the now. You worry about that on Wednesday or Tuesday. But it's like, you know, we all have those never ending to-do lists. I really do envy people who don't have to-do lists, who just go by life, the way they go by life, because I wish I could do that. But I'm like, I have to have a list, otherwise I forget, then I get upset when I forget. So I have a list, but it's easy to look at that list and just feel so overwhelmed. But you taught me, Sharon, just take one or two items off that list today, and you get through what you can get through. If you can't, you can't. And that's what I'm working on. And so the power of now really teaches you to focus on your power of the now. And that's all that matters, is the now.
No, and oh my God, I love you. I love when I get my own medicine back, right? Because, yeah, you realize that the to-do list is never ending. You're going to find more things at the end of this week that you're going to have to add to it. So it's not, you know, we get obsessed with like, oh, it feels like I'm never going to get through this. You're not ever going to get through it, because there's going to be more things. I'm reading Tyrone right now. It's About Time, the Valerie Burton book that you gifted to me. And oh my God, it is so good. Like, it's so good. You know how something's so good that you don't want it to finish, so you're taking your time with it? Like, that's how good. It's not one of those that you got to, like, you want to get through. Like, that's how good is it. It's making me sit with it. It's making me reflect. She's giving history. And a point that she brings up in there is that, like, the way that the mind works is that you're going to find other things to actually obsess over, to do with your time. So it's like you're not freeing up, you're freeing up your time, but you're only trying to free up your time to use more of your time. So it's like, you know, like, stop obsessing over it and really just choose those things that are more meaningful for you and do those things, and then focus on, like, you know, what may feel urgent. But if it's not necessarily something that's going to create some meaningful change in you, then don't obsess over it or have this anxiety about it, because that's just going to create an unhealthy cycle of behavior.
And it's important. Yes, absolutely. And I was just going to add on to that. You hit all of the nails on the head. But I also want people to realize this also goes for work, not just for your personal life, because people at work feel like they need to clear out all of their inboxes, check all of their emails. You're going to reach a point where that's going to be impossible. Or it's going to be possible and you're not going to be able to sleep, see your family, go on vacation, do what you want to do. So you have to make a choice. And it's okay if you want to work around the clock. That's your decision. But just know, it goes back to what Sharon, what you asked for, health and wellness. That's not good for your health and wellness. You need a break. We all need breaks. We all need rest. We all need nutrition.
And Tyrone, I'm loving, and you just made me think about this, the point that you're bringing up about budgeting your energy. We're talking about budgeting time, and it's a budgeting of energy as well, because you do reach a space in your life, whether it's at work, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's with family, whether it's in your money, whatever, your resources, you get to a point where you have to say no to certain things. You have to say, no, I'm not checking this email, not today. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not taking this work home with me. No, you cannot, you know, disrespect my boundaries. No, you cannot, you know, you really have to get to a space. That's part of being an adult. Like, I'm learning that you have to, you know, children don't have boundaries. They don't know boundaries. But as adults, we have to set boundaries and faith. And Tyrone, I love you. I told you how I do this all the time. My brother, I say, Tyrone is the one who, you know, taught me boundaries, because when I was coming to visit you last year, and I was like, oh, you know, I think I might come on Saturday. You were like, well, you know, actually Monday works out better for me. And I'm like, yes, thank you. You know, and it was, but it's good, because it makes people check themselves, you know, and make people honor their own voice. And a lot of times people want to project their own expectations, their own needs and desires into other people's life. And I know I find myself caving into that a lot. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just going to get. And it's like, no, if I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to allow you to cross this boundary, because it's been set, you know?
I just thought about something, Sharon, and I don't know if it's okay to say this on this podcast because it's an idea. But at least we know if somebody steals it, we know that they got it from us, so we can trademark it right now. But when you talk about budget your energy, it made me think about, people need a book on that, right? We budget our finances. We budget, we create a list for the grocery store, right, to make sure we're within our budget. But is there a blueprint or a book on budgeting energy? You know, how much energy do you give to your family, to your spouse, to your parents, to your children, to your work, to yourself? You know, is that Can't, you know, we always hear, save 15% of your income in your 401k. What about saving 15% of your energy for yourself?
Ooh. Well, Tyrone, I think we have a book idea, and we're gonna work on it. We're gonna work on it.
Yeah,
and
the budget energy.
So exciting. Yes. Oh, it's going to be so exciting, and that's going to be the thing that's going to get us on Oprah, okay? Because I told you that I had a vision
yes.
of me on
yes.
Oprah together. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Look at
and
how
this is right up her alley.
Yeah, right? No, because it's innovative, and I honestly saw a meme that said that about, like, budgeting energy, and it's, like, really, really, it made me, like, really, like, yeah, like, what and doing more things like you talked about, what you put in your body in terms of food and like exercising, those things actually give you more energy. Like, I kid you not, yesterday I downloaded this really great app I wanted to share with you. It's called Fabulous. It's $50 for the whole year, but it's actually worth it. Remember how I was asking you, like, how do you remember to actually call people in your phone every month or every other
yes.
month? So the app actually reminds you, and I don't know if they have weekly or monthly tasks. I'm actually going to write to the developers to suggest that, but it's daily positive habits that you can implement for yourself. And so, like, you talked about drinking water. Literally, it's like, okay, start drinking water the first thing you do when you wake up, drink a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like all these different positive habits that you can add into your morning, afternoon, or nighttime ritual to actually do. And it really, last night, so one of the things I wanted to do was wake up at 5 a.m. and make that part of my ritual. I really want to aim for 4 a.m., but 5 a.m. feels more realistic right now in my life. And so yesterday morning, I woke up at 5. I get to my house. I get home. I'm so tired. I want to go to bed. I meditate. I feel amazing after I meditated. Like
mm-hmm.
sleep, what? No sleep. I was up till like almost 1 o'clock in the morning just after meditating for 20 minutes. And so to your
wow.
point about, yeah, I know, right? Like, to your point, when you budget your energy into more activities that are energizing your body and refueling your body, you actually have a greater output and can do more with less because you're not
yep.
depleting your energy and you're actually fueling it.
Yep, and that's the real goal of fasting.
Yes. Yeah. So, what is a quote or mission statement that you live by?
Oh, man, there's so many. A quote or a mission statement that I live by. I would have to say I do a lot of, it would be an affirmation, and it's a very simple one, and I say it all throughout the day, and it's thank you, God. You know, even when I'm going through hard times, oh, I do use the word hard times, even when I'm going through uneasy times throughout the day, right, we have to give thanks for being uncomfortable, and you taught me that. How to lean into being uncomfortable and why that's so important, and give me thanks for being uncomfortable. And it always goes back to thank you. Thank you. And that sometimes, that's what I write in my scripting book. If the spirit doesn't talk to me about what I might want to write about next, or let's say I had a really, really busy day with traveling and I'm just even too tired to do anything, I just write thank you, God, in my notebook.
Mm.
Because I'm just giving thanks for everything that day. Thank you, God. Regardless if I took it as positive or negative, thank you, God.
I like that. That's very powerful. And it is the only gratitude prayer that you need. Like, that's it. Those three words. Like,
yeah.
It's a
food, your car working, got gas.
You got breath in your lungs. Sorry.
Right.
You got breath in your lungs. Like, you're breathing.
Exactly.
Thank you,
exactly.
God. Yeah.
Yep. You are no longer friends with that crazy person. Thank you, God. Like, it's real.
No, it is. It is. So is there anything else you want to share that we haven't already discussed? Promote your business, anything that you have going on or coming up? How can people connect with you?
Well, one last thing I want to share is just to remind people to be kind to yourself. And you may see people further along in their journey just like you see people that are further behind in their journey. And it's just be kind to yourself, because you're always going to see someone who's going to be 10 steps ahead of you, and you're always going to be someone who's 10 steps behind you. And the goal is to be kind to yourself, not to compare, not to judge, and follow the path that's meant for you. Remember that you are your own CEO of your life. And if anybody wants to contact me, they can reach out to me on my website, www.tyronewebjr.com.
And I just want to add on to what you said, that if anybody is behind you, they're most likely are the ones who are giving you all of this negative energy. Because anyone ahead of you is giving you positive energy and pouring into you for you to do more of whatever it is that you're doing that's feeling good for you and helping you to live your life. Anybody that's, like, not supporting you, hating on you, just, you know, not speaking life into you, just look at it as they behind you. And that's not, I'm not in a judgmental way. I'm saying that as a matter of fact. Like, it's a fact. Haters are beneath the person that they hating on. Like, because otherwise, why are you hating? Like, you know, it's a thing. But, you know, don't allow that energy, that negativity to take you away from your journey and continue to move forward wherever you are and wherever you're going. And it's okay. Like, it's a marathon. It's not a race. And so just take it one day at a time.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me, Tyrone. I appreciate you so much for taking the time out of your schedule again. Tyrone's not going to be speaking at the retreat this year because he had a prior engagement, but next year retreat,
yes,
we will be doing it on the power of scripting. I love you so much. I love, you know, just you as a person. You are a great, great person. I told your mom that. I said, listen, you know, you gave birth to an amazing human being. And she said, everyone says that. I'm like, yeah, it's really, really true. I'm honored to be connected to you. I hope we stay connected. We've been together for a long time. I'm like, you're not getting rid of me. I went to a birthday dinner this weekend and with my friend Jasmine, and one of her friends was saying how she had to, like, you know, stronghold her to become her friend. And so Jasmine was saying, you know, oh, well, you know, it's a lot of time and investment that it goes into when I become friends with someone. So, you know, I really take it seriously. And so, it is a thing. And, you know, I value that we've been able to go through so much together, grow together, and to still come out stronger on the other side. I think that's a true testament to God and to what it means to be loving and kind and forgiving. So thank you so much for still being my friend all these many years. I love you, and I appreciate you so much.
I love you too, and I appreciate you as well. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on the beautiful podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Fall Into Wellness Limited Series podcast. For more information and to register for our retreat, visit us at nightfairywellness.com/fallintowellness.